Patty, it looks a bit like aliens have landed in Dolores Park with perfect 6-foot circles painted all across the flat section of the popular hangout. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, parkgoers believe that they will work at maintaining social distancing even over the warm holiday weekend ahead.
Anna sat in Dolores Park in the sun. She and her friend didn't get a circle.
I've lived in New York for a while, and Domino Park in Brooklyn was the first to have done this. So seeing that on social media and then San Francisco to follow, I was like, oh my gosh, is this a new thing for parks where everybody just has their own little circle pod?
It is for now, but will people follow the rules over the long, warm weekend?
I do. I think that people want to know what 6 feet looks like. And when we're given those indicators, we're going to follow that rule. I think on the other side of the park where you don't have the circles, you'll notice people gathering in different proximities. It's really unclear.
The circles don't go up the sloping part of the park, but in the circle zone, Anna's friend Lauren agreed. People are staying put. Of course, not the same can be said for the dogs. I was greeted by a big St. Bernard when I arrived. And
I think they will stay inside the circle. I think who is inside the circle with them will be the question.
Is it their housemates?
Or is it just the group of people they want to hang out with?
At Dolores Park, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.